For centuries, the dry climate of the American Southwest has preserved the artifacts and remnants of ancient Indian settlements. Many sites are well known, like Chaco Park or Mesa Verde, but thousands of others are uncatalogued, hidden in remote canyons or on Indian land known only to a few archaeologists or desert hikers. For that reason, it's hard to know just how much looting is going on, but authorities say there is strong evidence that it's on the rise. In northern Arizona, tribal law enforcement officer Danny Bolitz pulls over to the side of the highway near the isolated town of Fredonia to point out where he recently caught someone looting. Officer Bolitz says he's tired of people stealing his ancestors' treasures.
I was waiting for him, and he got behind this mound, and he didn't come out. He saw me, and I said, "What are you doing?"
It turned out the man was collecting pottery shards from Indian land in violation of federal laws. And he wasn't the only one to make his way to this ancient Paiute ruin. Bureau of Indian Affairs archaeologist Gary Cantley points to evidence of recent looting. Several deep and roughly dug holes at the base of an earthen wall.
See this? This is a room. See, this is the wall inside a room. Right here, though, see, this has been looted. This individual knew what they were doing. An archaeologist would not have excavated this way at all.
The situation is just as bad in western Nevada. Director of the Nevada Rock Art Foundation, Alana Woody, says she has visited a popular archaeological site every few months for the last 15 years, and only recently has she seen a big change.
The last 2 years, the vandalism at the site, I can see, has increased really radically.
Amateur rock art and Indian artifact lovers may be helping looters without even knowing it. The informal networks that used to share information about archaeological sites by phone and newsletters now use the internet. Ms. Woody says tech-savvy looters with global positioning systems can easily locate rock paintings and archaeological sites once these enthusiasts post the precise longitude and latitude coordinates on the web.
There was one fella here in southern Nevada, and he had GPS coordinates, I actually talked to him on the phone, and it never really occurred to him that what he was doing would cause more damage. It never really occurred to him that he was throwing gas on the fire, basically.
Ken Mabury, president of the Association of National Park Rangers, says the bottom line is there's money to be made.
We know that that looting is going on, and we know that in times of economic downturn, that perceived get-rich kinds of activities increase.
In fact, a recent search on the internet auction site eBay turned up more than 600 Indian artifacts, including arrowheads, beads, and pottery. Prices range from $5 all the way up to $500. Mr. Mabury says that funding cuts to the National Park Service have meant major staff cutbacks, so there are fewer rangers to patrol just as many archaeological sites.
In the last 25 years, visitation to parks has grown 150%. The amount of acreage in national parks has grown by 166%. Same time, protection staffing has decreased. It's a big precipitous decrease.
Park rangers elsewhere in the country are also reporting an upsurge in looting at archaeological sites and Civil War battlefields as well. So, archaeologists and special agents from the Bureau of Indian Affairs have been touring the country for the past couple of years to train local law enforcement officials how to investigate and fight the crime. I'm Laurel Drewley in Fredonia, Arizona.